We begin with director Jonathan Rockwood Hoare.
This play was actually written after the film. It was written in 89 or 90. And it's actually done every year in the small town that Harper Lee is from. And the townspeople get together and play the parts every year. And to address their own history in that manner every year was such an honest, courageous way. I mean, that tells you something.
Sandy Clark plays maternal black housekeeper Calpurnia.
I didn't learn about black history until I was actually a young adult, actually in college, because it wasn't taught in school. I used to sit in classes, and I used to always think, didn't black people do anything to contribute to America? Didn't we do anything in it? And so I started researching on my own, Langston Hughes, different poets, and that's kind of what started me on my journey to find out more about what black people did.
Kylie Brown plays Jem, and Maddie Aubin is Dill.
Hey, Atticus!
Two young New Hampshire girls playing Southern boys.
It's very interesting, because I do ballet and a lot of girl activities, so it's hard to act like a boy, so I have to watch my two brothers and try to walk like them and talk like them and all that.
I think, proper boys, they, kind of tilt their chin up in the air, and they kind of, walk with their shoulders.
At auditions for Annie, I kind of saw this kid, Amanda, and her sister, and I looked at my girlfriend, Erica, who's in the show here, and I said, you know, she'd make the perfect scout for a Mockingbird.
They were with Annie with me, and they were telling me how great of a scout I would be because I'm so like the character, apparently. I'm reading the book, so I'm seeing some similarities.
Amanda Cortina is Scout, and David Durham, her father, Atticus Finch.
We lived in Los Angeles for 17 years, and I did more than a lot of people out there do, more television, Designing Women, Evening Shade with Burt Reynolds, Hearts of Fire, just enough every year to make me think next year is going to be the breakout year.
I would like to do it as a job, but I also know that it's hard to be an actor for a job because sometimes you don't get enough money and sometimes you don't get in place.
And it's her birthday today.
I know.
I just want to remind her she was bursting to be interviewed by somebody, anyway.
I was like, yes! I was just like, I'm famous, finally. So, you know.
Oh, my God. That's how we picked the show. It really was building it around. Some of the people I saw who I knew could be cast. My friend Timmy I knew would make a great Boo Radley.
Tim Plaisted is Boo Radley.
I did 3 years in Tenth Mountain. I did an 8-month tour in Kosovo for a peacekeeping mission. Got out, joined the National Guard in New Hampshire, and then did 14 months with them in Iraq. And then we were coming into Baghdad, and we were coming over a bridge, and I was looking through my little slots so I could see in front of us. I saw this one spot, and I said, wow, that would be a good place for an IED. And sure enough, right after I thought it in my head, a good 500-pound bomb blew up 3 feet from my face. Luckily, I had my gunner shield in front of me that took all the shrapnel.
There are 6 veterans altogether in the show, including John and Tim, who served with New Hampshire's 10th Mountain Infantry Unit.
2 years after I got home, I went into grand mal seizures and woke up 2.5 weeks later in Mass General, found out I have a brain tumor, and a traumatic brain injury is what they're calling it, TBI. It's kind of like an adult form of shaken baby syndrome. It's from the concussions of the blasts. It's just, it shakes your brain up so much.
Wait, have you read done your reading for Mrs. DuBose today?
Not today.
All right.
Please.
All right, go home. You do your reading for Mrs. DuBose.
Tom Whately plays prosecuting attorney Horace Gilmer. He discovered his primary theatrical gift was singing during an audition when he was 23.
So off I went and opened my mouth for the first time, and this sound came out. I didn't know what to do. It scared me. I didn't know I had a voice.
I wonder, would it be impossible for you to sing?
I can do the last little bit of Some Enchanted Evening.
Once you have found her, never let her go. Once you have found her,
I want want you all to know that she's now a teenager.
I never read the book in high school. I read it a year and a half ago when my daughter was born. I bought every book that I was supposed to read in high school, and I read them all in 6 months. I just did it. I'm a stay-home dad, so I was staying home with her the first 6 months, and the first 6 months, all they do is sleep, so I had plenty of time. And I just read, and this was my favorite one. I couldn't put it down.
From a close-up bomb in a faraway place to his very own baby. In this production of To Kill a Mockingbird, black meets white, war meets peace, and children and adults work and play side by side. Because what's brought to the stage is not only the words on the page, but everything the cast can carry with them from the world. For Word of Mouth, I'm Sean Hurley.